Thanks very much. I really had not expected to be here right now. I'd had certain dreams following from my show Sex in Yiddish, and, well, it looks like I'm stuck with Yiddish, as always. The rumor is that Howard Jerome was converted to Christianity and abandoned the festival completely. No one's quite sure. So they called me in as a sort of para-MC, mostly because of my early childhood training. It's not generally well known. But my parents, they noticed certain delinquent tendencies in me as a youth, and trying to channel these into the proper orthodox ways of living, decided they should send me to Moyle School. That's Circumciser Training College, for those of you who don't dig the jive, which basically means I'm a good guy to pull people on and off the stage, because when it comes to cutting things off, I know what I'm up to. You know, we used to sit there in Moyle School as me, the knife, and carrot after carrot after baby carrot, but I don't know, I guess I'm the artistic type. I had this uncontrollable urge to Julianne. A lot of chassidim made a lot of salad that year. And we've got a really wonderful and extremely special lineup for this, the first of the cabarets. There will be another one tomorrow in the Water's Edge Cafe. And we're going to continue on right now with something a little different from what Lerner and Boychuk did, but that will likewise definitely, very definitely, take you out there. You know, if you came here expecting the usual schmaltz, you've definitely come to the wrong place. There's no schmaltz here. There's only high quality. On their barking backstage, God knows where their noses are. I'd like now to introduce, though, for something very different, a well-known, very well-known Canadian writer and poet. She's organized the literary readings, Fimf and Sane, for Ashkenaz. These will be going on tomorrow and Monday. She's an author. She's got 5 books out. She's taught creative writing here, and I believe writes a regular column in the Toronto Star also. Please welcome the very distinguished Canadian poet, Libby Shire.
To do a read from a work in progress, and this is what you might call the serious part of the program, and afterwards it'll be a little lighter. This is a work in progress of a long suite of poems and prose, which I'm going to read excerpts from. It's called Yud of My Heart, Kaddish, for Meyer Shire, 1909 to 1997, and it begins with an excerpt from Allen Ginsberg's Kaddish for Naomi, his mother. Magnificent, mourned no more, marred of heart, mind behind, married, dreamed, mortal changed, nameless, one-faced, forever beyond me, beginningless, endless, father in death. Though I am not there for this prophecy, I am unmarried, I'm hymnless, I'm heavenless, headless in blisshood I would still adore. This is the end, the redemption from wilderness, way for the wanderer, house sought for all, black handkerchief washed clean by weeping, page beyond psalm, last change of mine and Naomi to God's perfect darkness. Shema Yisrael, Yah Eloheinu, Yah Echad. Rough pine on the roof, elbows getting scratched, eyes blue, dissolving, falling back into head, into gray quicksand of brain, nose inverting, breaths in and out, breathe in brain tissue, mouth shuts, tongue licking up and back, wearing a hole through the roof of the mouth, tasting brain cells. Brain sucks the whole face inside out. I am at last truly inside my head, away from the world, alone with thoughts, alone in endless galaxies, away from the devilish sun, unilluminated, ensconced in God's fertile darkness. Here now, I can mourn for you, Yitgadalva, Yitgadash, Shemei Rabbah. Cycling along Lake Ontario, seeing the small changes the season brings, the leaves turning variously yellow and golden and burnt sienna, then in a dark symphonic sweep, brown, all of them, the same placid dead shade of brown and falling gently light against small November squalls. The leaves were deep green and abundant in New York last August. On the way to the Jewish home for the aged and blind, just outside the city in my funereal rented car, a cruel and gleaming dark gray with darker gray interior, the day by contrast bright and sunny with a cloudless blue sky against the green and full maple trees, driving along old suburban roads, streets softened by 50 years, all the people who settled into a post-war picket fence optimism decades ago. And I'm thinking about my aged bully victim of a father in a wheelchair almost all the time now, late Parkinson's disease continuing his gradual downward slide, thinking of my mother spending every day at the nursing home by the crippled bully's side, thinking how they met in a Jewish communist summer camp, Camp Nigadaiget, where Allen Ginsberg's mother Naomi and father Louis also spent time together, where working class Jews hoped for a great socialist future. And we only talk about it openly now in respectable places like Harborfront because it's safe to now, because the great socialist future has been defeated for now and maybe forever. And now we can talk about it because it's no threat anymore. It doesn't seem to be no threat now, but it used to be. It used to be a threat at Camp Nigadaiget. Young lovers believed they'd raise their children in a better world, but young lovers today don't believe that. I'm thinking, Dad, how your life's work was defeated, how you died with that defeat in your heart after escaping pogroms in Europe, hiding in basements, watching your grandfather murdered by marauding soldiers who made him swallow his beard. After all that, the dream of revolution ends in whimpers. You saw no silver lining of salvation on this cloud of failure when you died. And I'm thinking of my younger self growing up with my communist father, so full of idealism for the world, so full of anger at me and my brother, coming at us all the time with his belt in his hand. And I loved and hated him. I'm thinking, I'm a strong person, but how can that be? How does that happen? My eyes take in the rows of square, white, clapboard, and brick dwellings with neat lawns and nicely painted black or green shutters, the shutters now open but easily closed against me or you. And as I round a corner, a break in the row of houses on my left reveals a green space, a mysteriously unmanicured meadow of long grasses and flowered weeds, a stretch of blue sky showing the sun glittering white above the clearing. And I feel light move into my body, feel it come in through my head and flow down my neck and into my chest cavity and through both arms, past the elbows and out to the fingertips. The light moves through me very physically like a rich and warm molten lava, loving and full of a wildly energetic peace. Moments of grace come when least expected. I drive another few blocks and turn the steering wheel of the rented car left into the parking lot of the Jewish home for the aged and blind. After my father died, I inherited his father's prayer shawl, my grandfather's prayer shawl, this prayer shawl that my communist father never wore, but kept carefully in its purple velvet case in his bureau drawer all these years since his father's death. One night, the shawl brought me a visitation from my father. He was kind to me in the dream, as he was not in life, and he was happier in the dream than he was in life. I opened my eyes this morning to my father's gaunt and aged face hovering near my head to the left, 2 or 3 inches away, bodiless, mask-like, missing skull and hair, ghostly satellite around my leaden planetary head, silent, sad, unaware of everything, even me, right there, a couple of inches away. Eilat Chaim. I daven under the sunrise sky, water rolling and unrolling before me, lake and sky, a white and blue talus, gentle around my shoulders, swaying with me, dizzy in prayer. My father is dead. I am here, my father, under the sky. I am here, my father, my mother, my brother, my son, ancestors and grandchildren, friends and strangers, Lador, Vador, Hineni. From door to door, the door of the door, I'm here. Elohe Avraham, Elohe Sarah, Elohe Yitzchak, Elohe Rivka, Elohe Rachel, Elohe Yaakov, Elohe Leah, Elohe Maya ben Yaakov ve'Liba. At the base of cumulus mountains rising from the watery horizon, red fire blooms through a breach in the cloud bed. The sun parts cloud mountain, penetrates it from sky to earth, illuminates openings already there. My father is dead. Bird calls reverberate in rounds like sacred chanting, each bird different, each the same. My father is dead. I see inside myself two seeds, one black and tiny and shiny and hard, one yellow and soft, shaped like an almost half moon or heavenly canoe. Enigmatic pod, yud of my heart. When you open, will I find you? I am praying for my father, praying for myself and others, those who have hurt me, those I have hurt, those I know and those I don't. I am praying for the prayer, will you open, open to me?